You know, I first wanted to meet Coach K, but my social worker said, I mean, we can already make that happen. You got to dream bigger.
You got to dream bigger than Coach K. Okay. All right. Time is a gift given to each one of us, and by it, we measure our days and our lives. I am so excited about today's conversation with Thomas Hash. He's a good friend who will show us what it looks like that despite adversity, lives each day to honor God and to encourage others. I hope you enjoy the conversation. Yeah, well, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. I mean, this is an amazing opportunity.
What do you think about being in Cameron Indoor Stadium?
I've always dreamed of this. I mean, it's just unreal, seriously.
Yeah, well, you're part of the team, you know, officially, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I've known you since you were 5 years old.
Yeah.
So I'm not a mathematician, but you're now 16, so
yes,
11 years of memories that we have. And I have to say, this is definitely going to be one of the best ones.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your family a little bit. So mom, dad, your older sister, Sibley, who's at UVA now.
Yes, sir.
And then there's another special family member, Holly, who was there when you were born, even,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll come back to Holly in a moment, your dog. Duke has been a big part of your life since you were a little kid. Let's talk about some of your favorite Duke players, all sports, just that you've met or that have been an inspiration to you.
Yeah.
Maybe your earliest memories. Who was your favorite Duke player growing up?
I'll say my favorite Duke player growing up. I mean, he's an old school guy, Grant Hill.
Grant Hill.
Sure.
All right. Who else?
Say Grayson Allen for sure. Obviously Zion.
Yeah.
I mean, and then probably Matt Jones, too. I mean, I really looked up to that guy when we won the championship back in 2015. That was really special.
Awesome. Okay, what about the football team? Some football players along the way.
Jamison Crowder, Daniel Jones, still in the league, Breon Borders, TJ Romming, some big-name guys.
I'm so appreciative of how these guys use their platform to encourage other people. And especially people like you.
Yeah.
Part of why I wanted to do this interview with you is because of the inspiration that you've been to me. So roughly four years ago, you were completely healthy, life was great, and then you started having some issues. Talk a little bit about what was happening.
So, I mean, I was just at school, you know, getting these terrible migraines, headaches, you know, it would make me throw up. It was worse than I've ever experienced. I mean, it was really bad.
Okay, so your parents are thinking, okay, we need to have some tests done.
Yeah.
And so you go to Duke for test, and what happened from there?
It was a long MRI. You know, they brought in my parents. They were talking about how they saw a mass in my head.
Mm, okay. And so they told your parents, and then your parents called you in, and they told you the news.
Yeah.
And I mean, what were you? I can't imagine. I mean, what were you thinking when you heard that news?
I mean, I didn't even know what to say. I mean, I was really scary. You know, I had to leave everything behind. It's really, really tough.
And that turned. So they diagnosed it as a cancer, as a brain tumor.
Yeah.
And so then it wasn't long before you had to have the first of many surgeries,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And how many surgeries have you had to date?
I think 12 or 13.
12 or 13 surgeries.
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Well, I remember I found out the news pretty soon after you did, and I remember just immediately reaching out and thinking, you know what, Thomas, I'm here for you. I'm going to be praying for you, and we're going to walk this journey together. And it really has been a blessing to see the other people that have become part of Team Thomas to walk this journey with you. So you've received the shocking news that you have cancer and you have a brain tumor.
Yeah.
And so then you were immediately admitted into the ER.
Yes, sir.
And 2 days later, you had the first of several brain surgeries.
Yes, sir.
What do you remember about all that? Was is it blurry? What was that like to go into surgery and then wake up and think, oh, wow?
I remember being in the room pre-surgery,
mm-hmm.
right before I was about to take the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Being in that room, like, talking to my parents, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that was really scary.
Yeah.
And I just know how brave you are.
Yeah.
And not only did you make it through that surgery, but then multiple surgeries after that.
Yeah.
So you've made it through the surgery.
Yeah.
And now you're thinking, okay, what will life be like moving forward? You couldn't go to school, so you're having to do work at home, right?
Yeah.
What was that like, just in terms of, I mean, you can't go to school anymore for now. And were you even thinking about that? Did you care about that?
I really didn't care about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were just more concerned with, hey, I've got to beat cancer, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't know what I thought. I mean, it was just a shock. I mean, truly.
Mm. Well, I know from my perspective to see, you know, the friends, the family, the people that pulled together,
yeah.
and that we've been there for you, and it's, gosh, your bravery, I mean, the inspiration that you are to me, all the times we've been able to go out and have meals together, and I remember
yeah.
recently we were, we were having some Tex-Mex lunch, and
yeah.
this lady I've known for years came over, and she said, well, who's this?
Yeah.
I said, Thomas is my hero. And she looked at me like, well, why? And I said, well, for one reason, I said, he's really cool. I said, but this guy has overcome 13 major surgeries and in the battle with cancer. And you know, and I remember her, what did she do? She started tearing up and crying. And I think a lot of people, that's their reaction because, you know, cancer affects everyone at some point in life, every family. I know every time I see the Stand Up for Cancer, just how solemn and respectful everyone is in those
yeah.
massive stadiums,
yeah.
and everyone's holding up the sign, and a lot of people are holding up a sign with your name on it. And as part of this journey, I know that the Make-A-Wish Foundation came to you and said, all right, Thomas, who would you like to meet?
You know, I first wanted to meet Coach K, but... My social worker said, I mean, we can already make that happen. You got to dream bigger.
You got to dream bigger than Coach K. Okay. All right.
So I had to, you know, think about that. On the car ride home, I just came to the conclusion of meeting Zion.
Okay. Zion Williamson. At that time, he's playing for the Pelicans. He's now in the NBA.
Yeah.
And I think their reaction was, oh, wow, okay, well, we'll see what we can do. Well, so what happened from there?
It was a while, you know, I think it was maybe the next year or 2 years
mm-hmm.
in October. They told us, you're going to meet him very soon, and it was amazing.
So you were there really to meet Zion, but you ended up, if I'm not mistaken, you got to hang out with a lot of the guys.
Yeah.
And I know it was awesome to hang out with Zion, but you in particular, you mentioned how cool Brandon Ingram is, or how he was to you.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, I mean, I wasn't sure how he was as a person, but I mean, he was so respectful. He was so nice. I mean, it was just amazing. It was just amazing to get to talk to him. He shot with me. I mean, it was awesome.
All right. Now let's talk about Coach K. So this is someone, so Duke has been a big part of your life since you
yeah.
were a little kid,
yeah.
right? The football team, the baseball team, in particular the basketball team,
yeah.
Cameron Indoor Stadium, you've had a lot of memories in this place.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of your best memories of being in here?
I mean, I would say definitely meeting Coach K.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was amazing. You know, I got to do the Coach K camp. That was awesome as well.
Okay. Well, Tosso, talk about that encounter with Coach K. So it was a wish. It was a lifelong dream to meet Coach K. And it's during COVID. And here you are. You have been going through chemo. Your immune
yeah.
system is shot. You're so weak. You're in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You've been in a wheelchair for a couple of weeks. You haven't walked. And so you're here with your family. And you're on the side. And they're having practice. And all of a sudden, what did Coach K do?
Well, we were right over there. And he just... said my name. So I don't know how this happened, but I just decided to get up straight away.
So he stops practice and says, Thomas Ash, we need you to come up here. And what did you do? You're
in
a wheelchair.
Ran up there.
But you're in a wheelchair. You're not supposed to walk.
I don't know how I did it.
So
I really don't.
So you just get up and you kind of hobble over there to him. And I'm sure your parents were thinking, wait a minute, Thomas, slow down. And so you get up to Coach K. And then what happened?
I started crying.
You were crying. Why were you crying? Were you upset?
No, it's just, It's just a shock. I mean, I had no idea this was going on. I mean, this is unreal.
Here you are with Coach K in the team. And so he hands you a ball. And what did the ball say?
Keep fighting.
Keep fighting. And where's that ball today?
Well, it's in my room. I mean, it's just a constant reminder of what I've been through. And, you know, just of how great this Duke organization is. I mean, it's just, it's always been just a dream to get to know Coach K or get to talk to him or get to even be here is a dream. Mm-hmm. And I got to experience all of that.
So how cool that Coach K took the time, you know, not only to meet you, but to welcome you as the newest member of the Blue Devils basketball team.
Yeah.
And so now you know that there's more chemo coming. And each time you check into the hospital and you're there for a week.
Yeah.
And so 2 weeks after you meet Coach K, you're getting ready, the car's loaded up, and you're getting ready to go for another round of chemo, and you decide to check the mail.
Yeah, and it was a letter from Coach K. I mean, it said just what a pleasure it was to meet you, to me. And it was just saying, like, keep fighting, keep going.
So did you know he was writing you a letter?
I had no idea. I mean, it was a shock completely.
So you're still in awe of the fact that you got to meet him. And then 2 weeks later, he sends you a personal letter.
Yeah.
And going into the chemo, I mean, how did that make you feel?
Just really energized me. I mean, it gave me a lot of hope. A lot of hope.
And so as time goes on, I know you end up losing your hair.
Yeah.
And I know there's a great picture of us. And we jokingly say, hey, we have that same haircut now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Thomas, it's actually pretty cool because you don't have to deal with the hair. You don't have to worry about it. It's much easier. But, you know, something that's always impressed me and has inspired me is you've never complained. Like, I know it's been hard, but your attitude is really outstanding.
Yeah.
And how's that been possible?
You know, I mean, I really try to just endure it, really keep on fighting. I mean, truly, it's just, it's been hard. I mean, the entire experience was really hard.
Mm-hmm. And obviously hard on everyone. On
my family, my parents, people I know, everyone.
And I'll never forget one time you mentioned something that your parents have said to you on multiple occasions, and I'll let you tell it of what they thought they would want to do. And then that you're like, oh, no, no.
Yeah, well, they always would say, I wish I could take this from you. Like, I wish cancer could go away for you.
Like, they would want to trade places with you.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's your response been to that? Because I know as a parent, I would do the same for my kids. But what have you said?
No, I mean, I would never want them to have to endure that. Never.
And you even said to me one time you felt like, for whatever reason, that this was just part of God's plan for your life.
Yeah, I think it was a trial. I think something I had to overcome.
Mm. Well, the way you've overcome and the bravery you've shown, wow. And to have all these people that are pulling for you and praying for you. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people deal with cancer.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of kids and families have to, you know, endure cancer as you have. And so, you know, from your battle, from your journey, what would you like to say to people who might receive that diagnosis or maybe they're even in the middle of the battle already with it? What would you want to say to those kids and those families?
I would say, I mean, keep it one step at a time. You gotta fight. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith in your doctors. Make sure you have good doctors.
Right.
You really have to have faith, though. I mean, that's faith in God is the number one thing. You can't get through without that.
Oh, absolutely. So how has this journey, this battle, changed your perspective, your faith, your view of life? Like, how has it changed you?
Well, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say I was the deepest believer. I mean, now I certainly am. I mean, you know, God saved me from cancer. I mean, getting to see hundreds of people praying over me, praying for me. I mean, it was really special.
There's power in prayer.
100%.
For sure. Well, you know, we've had many deep theological conversations in this journey, these past 4 years in particular. I know oftentimes, you know, your dad and I, you know, and you, we would go have a meal together.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're in the middle of talking about sports and
yes, sir.
Duke sports. And then all of a sudden you'd say, hey, can I ask you a question? And I'll never forget one of the most profound questions that you asked me that, quite frankly, it caught me off guard. It started with your dog. So yeah. Holly,
yeah.
who your entire life, she was there when you were born. Yeah. At this point, you're both like 14 years old.
Yeah.
And you said to me, you know, my best friend through this whole journey that's always been there no matter what has been my dog, Holly. And then I remember you asking me, this was the question, you said, she's getting ready to die. And do you think my dog will be in heaven? And I remember I look at your dad and I look back at you, and you know what came to mind? I said, well, you know what, Thomas? I said, you know, somebody said to you one time, if you could meet one person, who would you want to meet? And of course you said, Coach K. And so I remember that story, and I remember the videos and the pictures and all that. And so you were in your wheelchair, you weren't supposed to be able to walk. He calls your name, and you're so excited that you kind of run up to Coach K, and your parents are thinking, oh, we don't want him to fall. And so you get up to Coach K, and you started crying. And I said, well, Thomas, why are you crying? Were you upset? And you said, no, it's because I'm so happy. And I remembered that, and I thought, if you're that excited to meet Coach K, how awesome is it going to be one day when you're face-to-face with the Lord, when you're face-to-face with Jesus and he calls your name? Because when you were with Coach K, were you in his presence for the first time face-to-face, were you worrying about your dog or your cancer or anything?
No.
Because you were just so happy. And I really believe that heaven is going to be that much better even.
Yeah.
And Coach K can be there too, obviously, and that'll be great, and all of our loved ones and all that. But, you know, that's the beauty about it. And when you look at the scriptures, it talks about how at the end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it says that in eternity in heaven, there will be no more pain, no more tears, no more sorrow, no more sickness, which would include cancer. Yeah. And it's going to be so amazing. We're not going to be wanting anything or lacking anything. And I remember saying, you know what? And there's also a passage of scripture that says that the lion and the lamb will be together. And you can say, oh, that's metaphorical or something, whatever, but it's there. And so my answer then and still is now is why wouldn't your dog Holly be in heaven? But I'll just never forget that, because you have asked me so many profound questions. And it's honestly made me a stronger Christian, I guess. It's your faith and your journey and the way that you've endured this has just caused my faith to increase as well. So I want to thank you for that.
Of course.
For just the inspiration that you've been and that you continue to be to me. I mean, it means so much to me. It's hard to even put it into words. Your mom and your dad and your sister Sibley, they've been there with you, and I know this has impacted them greatly, and to watch how they've pulled together and around you, what would you want to say to them?
Well, I would say just thank you so much. I mean, you left everything for me. Left everything. Dropped everything. You know, we had to go to Philadelphia. We had to go so many places. I mean, they were always there for me, mm-hmm. every step of the way.
Yeah. Yeah,
I want to thank you for that.
Absolutely. And they love you so much. And just like you are to all these other people, I know how big of an inspiration that you are to them.
Yeah.
So just, I would say, just keep it up. I mean, your attitude, man, is so contagious of just how you inspire all of us.
Thank you.
You know, just keep going, keep fighting.
Yes, sir.
So, Thomas, I've got something here that's, wow. It's so important that you have framed it, and it's in your room on the wall, not far from the ball that Coach K signed for you. And so, you know, you met Coach K, and then it was 2 weeks later, you got this unexpected personal note from him to say, keep fighting, and you were little did he know you were about to go into the hospital for a week for another round of intensive chemo, and that really encouraged you. And so you've never forgotten just the impact that he has had on your life. And so you decided, like over a year later or whatever, you decided to write Coach K a note. And obviously I remember, you know, part of it is you were thinking, what do I say? And you were just saying, well, I hope he remembers me. And I'm thinking, of course he's going to remember you. And so it wasn't long after that that you received this picture and this letter that he, another letter that he wrote for you. Why don't you read this letter? Just read this letter to us now, because it just means a lot. It's powerful.
Dear Thomas, I do remember you. It was a great moment when we had you come up to center court and receive the signed ball from our team. It meant that you will always be a part of our team. Thomas, you will continue to fight an amazing fight. I'm so proud of you. You have the best attitude in the world. If all our players had the same attitude, we would win the national championship every year.
If all of our players had the same attitude as you, we would win the national championship every year. I mean, that says a lot, doesn't it?
Then it says, Thomas, I want you to continue to stay strong. You are a winner. I am there for you always. Please let me know if I can help you in any way.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
So if Coach K ever watches this, what would you want to say to him?
Thank you so much. I mean, really brought a lot of hope when I was going through the worst of what I had. I just really cannot thank you enough.
Thank you, Coach K. And as we wrap this up, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
So I'm truly lucky to be alive. I mean, also I would say you have to support everyone who's going through it. Everyone is going through cancer. I mean, you have to realize if you're going through cancer that, I mean, your journey's going to be hard. There's going to be challenges, but you are always going to be an inspiration to everyone. Always an inspiration.
Well, you are absolutely an inspiration to me and everybody else who knows you, man. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I love you. Thank you.
One more thing I'd just like to say. Thank you so much, Dr. Von Helms.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. This is awesome.
Sick.